Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Bryce Young, the number one overall pick. It was announced that he would be benched, and Andy Dalton will start for them against the Ravens on Sunday. This all occurred on Monday. And now in the days that followed, of course, the Panthers have been asked a lot of questions. They've all really been directed towards head coach Dave Canales. And he was asked if the Panthers are going to consider trading Bryce Young now.
Yeah, it's not something we're really considering. You know, we have a great situation with our quarterbacks right now, with guys that have experience. And so we love where we're at, and we're all hands on deck. We're focused on playing the Raiders this week.
Did you guys see LeBron James tweet out, "This ain't on you, King. Hey, you keep your head up." And I think that probably means a lot to Bryce Young, because I think a lot of people feel that way. And it's such an unfortunate situation, and I think it only adds to it when the way people perceive Bryce Young as this quiet, soft-spoken, undersized, like every kind of thing goes into that. And you just look at the situation. I mean, I was watching a video yesterday of him walking out to practice.
Somebody asked him
for an autograph. And it just seems sad. I don't even know what else to say about it. I'm glad that they're not looking to trade him, although I think that there would be a number of suitors, obviously. But when you look at the situation with him, I think this stinks in the moment. But I think a week or two from now, when he sees Andy Dalton out there dealing with a lot of the same struggles, I think he'll feel a lot better about it. This pressure has kind of been lifted off his shoulders for just a little bit.
I'm just curious, and I'm not saying it's a Bryce Young issue, but you have Dave Canales, who was an offensive coordinator that kind of helped to bring back Baker Mayfield's career. And Baker would talk glowingly about him when we were down there and had their game. So I'm just, if you can't step in, and I know the head coach has other duties to worry about. I'm just wondering, what is his role in also helping to develop a number one overall pick?
Well, and that's the problem, Tiff, is that when you look at Baker Mayfield, he's
different
seen
play in, styles.
Well, it's different play styles, but
yeah.
he's a veteran.
Yeah.
By the time Dave Canales got to him, he
this
had been
fair.
Developed a little bit. He'd seen a lot of football. He'd been in numerous systems, right? Three other places by the time Dave Canales got to him.
That didn't work for him.
Right. It's funny because you see all that football and you put just a little bit in your back pocket, a little bit in your back pocket. And by the time you get to a Dave Canales, you can just use everything you've learned. Bryce Young has none of that, right?
That
he has a Frank Reich system that did not work at all. And it really, he hasn't seen the receiver position played at an elite pace yet in the NFL. So it's a lot of things going into it.
I also think Baker Mayfield was also a product of a similar bad environment. And
yeah.
Even though he won a playoff game in Cleveland in his time, I think, for one, Bryce Young is the product of a bad environment in Carolina. He's got an owner that has no patience. His first coach wanted another player and then was never given the time to even coach him up before they were switching all that around. Now, once again, he's not getting time to coach up. He has had Adam Thielen, who I think is a good player. I think he's seeing ghosts. I could just see a guy like Kyle Shanahan saying, "Well, we don't have the money to play to pay Brock Purdy, so we'll trade you Purdy for Bryce Young straight up." And I can see Dave Tepper saying, "Yeah, we'll take that," and then ruining Purdy.
Stop.